Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen the history, I'll admit that I've been wrong. Well, I'm just like a prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on the bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. I'm trying any one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I've done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm gone on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. It's a wonderful to have a Savior who will forgive us from all of our sins. It's so good to know He will forgive us all over and over again. To sin, you know, is human, and to forgive is so divine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I've done wrong. But I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. Will I reach a straight from you, Jesus? I thought I was having fun, but you allowed me to come to myself, and now I'm on the run. Just make me one of your servants. I am not worthy to be your child. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I've done wrong. But I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. But I wish I strengthened you, Jesus. I thought I was having fun, but you allowed me to come to myself, and now I'm on the run. Just make me a one of your servants. I am not worthy to be your child. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I've done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. Amen. This is Pastor Matt Peter with the Ball of the Church of Christ, coming to you on Thursday night, feeling pretty good today. We work on Thursday night, usually Bible study night. It's a night where we collaborate with All the Dangerous Ministries out of the Mall area, and we're just so excited to be able to be back with you on Thursday nights. I'm feeling a little better, a little more energetic, starting to get my stamina back, and just appreciate the prayers and the patience of those that have just kind of hung on and lingered on over time. We're just so thankful for that. Thankful for my mother, for her patience, asking me if I was going to still do this. I said yes, just had to get my strength back and being able to give me the opportunity to continue to film into it, to connect with an audience out of Des Moines and elsewhere. So we're just so excited. We're also tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. This is Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ, broadcasting also in Norway and Canada. Good to see you, Geneva Mack. I see you on right now. See, my wife is on Blog Talk at this time. Let's do a couple more songs, and then we're going to get to the lesson at hand. I have a word of prayer. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. If you'd like to call in, you can call in on our guest line, 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. At the completion of the message, we will get a chance to talk with you accordingly. Shelter in the time of storm. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. A secure water in the evil tide. A shelter in the time of storm. My name is Jesus, is a Jesus, is a rock. In a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. And Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Jesus is a shelter in the time of storm. And a shade by day, defense by night. A shelter in the time of storm. And no fears around, no fear of fight. A shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. My Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. And a raging storm may wind up weak. A shelter in the time of storm. And we'll never leave our safe retreat. A shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land. A weary land. A Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land. A weary land, and Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. And a raging storm may round up beat. A shelter in the time of storm. And we'll never leave our safe retreat. A shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock. In a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. A Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. I see you six, glad to have you with us. Chubby, I know you're on your way to Atlanta for a show. So we're just praying for you to be there for safe travel. Sister Nitty Dawes, good to see you. And also, Tyrese Rue, good to see you as well. Those of you that are coming on, praise God, you can share this video. Definitely would appreciate it. We'll sing one more song, and then we're going to get to our prayer request, have our prayer at this time. And then we will go to the lesson out of the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter 1. And we're going to see, we'll talk about the who, the when, the how, the why, and the what of Paul's prayer to the Philippian believers. The who, the when, the why, the how, and the what of the of Paul's prayer for the Philippian believers. Good to see you, Jerry Rigo. Praise God for you guys. Again, if you could share this video, we definitely appreciate it. One more song, pass me not, O gentle Savior. And know about you, but on that great day of the morning, on the day of when the Bible tells us it's rapture time, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 20, is where we see the Bible talk about the second coming of Christ and what will take place in that so-called rapture. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left behind. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pastor, you're not worthy to save me. In my humble call, and while I never die, I'm calling, singing out, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, yes, sister, Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And
all those that have been praying for me, all those that may have sent an email or sent a Facebook request or maybe sent a note or a card, whatever you may have done, I just want to say thank you. Thank you at this time, asking you, Father, continue to strengthen them and bless their lives in a very powerful way. Praying for my wife, asking you to continue to strengthen her and bless her. She is an integral part of my healing. So thankful for her and the things that she was able to help out with. Praying also for my doctor, the nurses, asking you to continue to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Special traveling grace to my doctor, Aaron Greenspan, who's out of the country. I think they said he was in South America. And I ask you, Father, to give him traveling grace back. Next week, we'll all see him again as he takes another look at the work that he's done on my leg. So thankful for that. Father, thank you for the healing. Thank you for the blood pressure reading that I had today when I went to Jules. And I'm thanking you for the also for my blood sugar rating as well, Father. I'm just thanking you just for the very basic things of life, for those things mean so much more than physical and immoral things. Ask you to continue to bless us and keep us in this time. Special prayer for the Lee family. Ask you to be with the Lee. They lost their matriarch, Bernice Lee, who is, Father, has been just a gem, and also just has a smile that would light up a room. Ask you, Father, continue to strengthen and bless her in the way she stands in need of that family. If there's anyone that I ever knew that really enjoyed Christianity, it was her. In spite of aches and pains, in spite of things, she loved personal work, a great supporter of myself, and also, I don't care how bad it was, she was going to have a smile that would show you that everything's going to be all right. So, Father, help us learn from her in those regards, and we're just so thankful for the example you've set in front of us with her. We're praying for that family, for the daughters, for the sons, for the grandchildren, and all the facets thereof. For Sister Bonnie Banks, ask you to be with Mom Banks, bless her and keep her cousin, and that family, Dean and Greg and the rest of them, continue to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Also praying this evening for the Taylor family, for their loss, their youngest brother, I believe it is, Eddie Taylor Jr., a great guitarist, played the guitar of his dad, who used to work with Jimmy Reed many years ago. And Father, we just know that he was, I think, 40 or 44 or something like that. Young man, and I understand he did have some health complications over the years, but I did not know that he was at a state of terminalness. And so, Father, we ask you just to continue to be with that family as they funeralize him tomorrow out on the south side. Bless them and keep them. Tim, I used to work with, along with Eddie Shaw Band, great brother. Continue to be with him, be with his brother Larry, Sister Demetrius, and all of them courting. It's a big family. Father, bless them and keep them during this time, and all the blues community that is mourning this time of Eddie's death. His cousin, Jimmy Burns, bless all of them. Father, continue to strengthen them in the ways they stand in need of. And Father, we're praying that we're here as not only as an example, but as a friend, that if they need to reach out and talk to somebody, just scream or just get a word, just an unbiased word, an unjudgmental word, that they will reach out as I reached out, and that we will be able to connect, and that you will be able to use my experience through that time to be able to bless them and help them accordingly, to let them have more faith in you. Father, we're praying for my own band members, Herb Walker. I ask you to be with him and strengthen him. Guitarist, used to work with the group with Maurice White and them before they formed Earth, Wind & Fire, and so many different guys, northern guys. He's played with almost everybody. Father, but his carpal tunnel is now starting to really act up, has acted up pretty bad. And so he's has to retrain himself fundamentally to be able to come back and play again, not just again, but just to be able to get coordination with his mind and with his physicality. And so I spoke to him yesterday, praying for his dad, for his mother. That should be his wife, Susie, his brother, his son, Frankie. That should bless him and keep him to be with her. Herb was definitely one that continued to check up on me while I was down. He didn't know I was actually back up and running and back to work. He knew I was feeling better, but he didn't. He was dealing with his own thing. And so, Father, we're just so glad for the relationship that we've had for over 30 years. Ask you to continue to bless them and keep them accordingly. Good to see you, Elish. Tuning in. Good to see you, my brother. I hope things are well with you and the family. Great father. Got some great daughters, and a great wife, and he is a son of a great man, Delroy Leach Sr. We call Pops, I should continue to strengthen him and bless him in a way to stand and meet up at Austin Congregation accordingly. Praying also for Big Joe. Big Joe, we had a chance to talk the other day, and just dealing with things and recognizing that as a child of God, that you will have to deal with some things. And so just being able to talk with him and continue to encourage him, tell him to stay on the road of recovery, on the road of Christianity, and not fall back trapped to those things that would make you trapped. Stuff and things will get you going. Lost one of his basses, one of his instruments that happened to be at the house of someone else that was storing it, and the house and the whatever going through whatever the deal was, and in the end his equipment was lost. And so in my talk with him, I'm like, are you equipment less? He says, no, I still have my. Well, then you're still blessed, still able to work, still able to move forward and get your own. And so get you a storage unit or something, start to become more independent. Now that God is blessing you, his job is going well. We're playing bass and teaching kids at the House of Rock, which is what he's asked for many years, and so we're just asking you, Father, to continue to bless them and keep them the way he stands in need of. Be with his family, be with Joshua, his son. Bless them and keep them. Good to see Luke Miles Jr. on. Call him Papa Song. Continue to bless that songster in the ways you know he stands in need of. He's doing a great job. Got a chance to be with them a couple weeks ago and see him and his son, Trey, and just hang out with my brother Luke and his wife Kim, and during then it was invited for the March Madness programming, and I'm just so elated to be back up and to actually be able to be a part of that. That's my family away from family. I should continue to bless them and keep them in where they stand in need. Good to see you too, my brother, and thank you so very much. I ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen all of us in the ways that we stand in need of. I ask you to continue to keep us on this journey, for Satan is busy trying to get a foothold in the socket of our mind so that he will be able to move us from grace to groaning. Father, we just want to stay up under your umbrella of mercy, stay up under your umbrella, and continue to receive the blessings that you have for us. Father, we're thankful for all those. It's good to have my mother on with us again today. See, she got on and has shared the video. I should pray for all those that have not had an opportunity to share the video, that they will do that in a very powerful way. As you, Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us and bless us in a very in ways that only you know we stand in need of. For all spiritual blessings come from Christ Jesus. We know that you are a great I Am. And no matter what the describer, no matter what the descriptive is, you are all that humanity needs. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our source of life. So we come to you today on bended knee, thanking you for who you are and what you've done in our lives. And all these blessings we ask in Jesus' holy and divine name, let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. As we turn to Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to talk about the who, the when, the how, the why, and the what of Paul's prayer for the Philippian believers. only you'll be able to see yourself if you truly are a believer and are walking the pathway of believing, that you truly will be able to see yourself and understand that there's blessings and golden nuggets in this lesson for you. As we turn to Philippians chapter 1, we're going to sing one more song, Holy Spirit, and then we will get to our lesson at hand. Holy Spirit, dwell in me, touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour, and be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind. Let me, sweet contentment, find. May I run this wicked race, filled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, rescue me. Set my soul completely free. I'll be saved and make my bed. In God's bosom, lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place and see my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rescue me. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, your grace and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread, and keep me sheltered and keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Amen. I don't know about you, but if you haven't been through something, God has to put you through something. You ain't been dealing with a storm or the storms of life, God will take you through that. As most of you know, that for 53 years, I guess I was somewhat like Iron Man, being able to win it off a lot of things, but I'm just so thankful for the experience that I've been through. It was very trying, very touching. It was emotionally challenging for me. I broke down many times. But now I have an understanding of what it means to truly be ill and have healing not be within your power, having to depend on God and having to truly reach for others. Preach it. Talk about it. I've seen it on a minor level. But now I've seen it on a major level. Experiencing it on a major level. Taking the words from the scriptures and applying them to my everyday lives. We are God's masterpiece. And whatever you ask for, I can say that emphatically and put my fist down on that. Whatever you ask for, if you're living right by faith, God will give it to you because he wants you to live the abundant life. He wants you to have the abundant life. He's not caught up in stuff and things. God's not concerned about you winning the lottery. You hit the lottery when he gave you breath. When he woke you this morning, you now have spirit in your body. You have the ability to do what you would not be able to do when you take your last breath. So I want to remind us to not get caught up in clothes. Don't get caught up in housing. Don't get caught up in clicks, stuff and things. Don't get caught up in the world. But wrap yourself in God's goodness, in God's grace, in God's mercy. Continue to breathe those things that God would have for you to have. As we take a look at Philippians chapter 1, it's such a blessed text as we take a look at what Paul writes. He pens the, you have plenty of time to get there now, Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timotheus, or Timothy, slaves of Jesus Christ. Now right there, that right there may separate some people, because because of what humanity has brought to pass, the Emancipation Proclamation signed by Abraham Lincoln, nobody wants to be called a slave. But the problem is not, or confirmation is not that you're a slave or a servant, but it's who you are a slave of, or what you are connected to, that truly matters. Paul and Timothy, the son of the gospel, slaves, servants, bond slaves, connected of Jesus Christ. Can you say that today? That your life is connected to Jesus the Christ. Do I also say in this greeting to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and the deacons. Paul don't want to leave nobody out. All those church members, all those servants, all those believers, pastors, deacons, all the Christians that are in Philippi, all the overseers, the saints, not the angels, but the saints in Philippi, and those working with the overseers, the deacons. And remember, there are qualifications to be a deacon or to be an elder, an overseer. As Paul understands the gravity of the position, he writes, grace and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that interesting? Because Paul knows that every human being has problems. He could have easily penned the fact that you need justice. You need judgment. But he says no. Because the Holy Spirit is guiding the words and penning the word of inspiration through the Spirit. He says grace. Grace is a gift given to you by God. Mercy is what you don't deserve, but God gives you pass or passage, something you don't deserve. But grace is gift. It's favor given to you by God in spite of. We say that in spite of God, I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what your difficulty is. I'm so glad to see I have a sister that has decided to go on to college and has taken some steps accordingly. I'm paying attention. Since I try, man, don't let nothing stand in your way. You can't do it for yourself. Do it for your babies. But you, please, you continue to walk in love and let that mean, if you haven't walked in love, that means you may have to let go of some garbage that's around you or some elements that hold you down. In order for you to walk in this grace, in order for you to continue to maintain mercy that's given to you as a gift from God. See, that's our blessing, grace, and mercy, right? But what you need to understand is that God gives that to you freely in spite of. But not only does he say grace to you, as he's speaking to all the saints, deacons, and overseers in Philippi, he also uses a conjunction to a word that says peace. So not only am I giving you favor, but he says, I'm also giving you shalom. I'm giving you peace. The word Jerusalem, or Jerusalem, really means peace. God wants his favorable saints to be peaceable. But you can't have the peace of God until you're at peace with God. Peace from God. Peace from God. But not so far as you the word irony in describing peace. Why, man? That means I'm serene. I'm yellow. When everyone else is charged, like Jiffy Pop popcorn, I'm cool, calm. Because I've turned my burdens over to God so I don't have to deal with them. And I wait and watch God handle and cut a pathway, for me. I'm at a point, I see you close words, praise God for you. Again, don't be wrong if you can share the video. I'm at a point in my life, my doctor told me you're under too much stress. I said, Doc, I'm gonna pretty even kill God. But as I go back to the register of my life, and especially the last 3 years, there's a lot of things that have brought me, that have really stressed me out. And maybe it activated or aggravated something that's been part in my system hereditarily for years. You know, you go to the doctor, they ask you, they give you a checklist and say, you know, if you have a family history of diabetes, of high blood pressure, of cholesterol, whatsoever else. And you just want to put a big X to all because you know it's all that's in your family. But for years, I've been able to, by God's grace and mercy, avoid some of the pitfalls and even some of the registered numeric numbers that have pinpointed these things. But your body will tell you. Out of all the things, you still weren't at peace. Your body wasn't balanced. Your mind was not, was needing more comfort. And so this was a wake-up call to me. And I'm so thankful it was. Whenever I checked my blood pressure today, it was 139 over 85, just a little high because I have a hypertension, so my medicine is bringing it down. But I'm glad with that number. As I continue to work out, now the weather's getting better, and I'm taking in guys' oxygen and blowing out. all this carbon dioxide and getting some good fresh air in my lungs and getting a chance to work out a little bit. Also, my blood sugar is in line. Had the lowest rating I've had in a long time, 102. Pricking your finger in. You let me to tell you what the truth is. But that's only after I knew, after I found out that I was type 2 diabetic. When I first started pricking my finger, it was 141. Now I've been able to get it down to 102 because I'm taking my medication as prescribed. And also I'm watching where I eat. I can eat what I want to eat, but I have to minimize and zero out a good balance of sugars and even breads. So I have to be mindful of rye bread, things of that nature, but I'm learning about nutrition and learning about these things that I never studied before because I thought I was an Iron Man. But I thank God for the wake-up call. I thank God for the journey because I have a new compassion about people that are ill. I want to eat to live, not live to eat. I want to be fit. I want to be at peace. I want to be at balance for all my life. So Paul pens this letter to the saints that I read at Philippi. And as I'm able to all scripture given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for approval, for correction, and righteousness, that the man of God, that is fair and furnished in all good works, if I'm able to pull the gold nuggets from that as a saint, I'm also able to. I want to make sure I stay within God's grace and mercy and receive peace that surpasses all understanding. So it says, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love the tie that the Bible gives us because you cannot have God the Father without having Jesus the Christ. And if Jesus the Christ is not your Lord, then God may not be your Father. Pop said something a few weeks ago that still resonates with me. There are many people that are religious, that part of the church is going to find out that their daddy don't live in heaven. It's based on their the way they live, the way they walk. It's not what you say or the t-shirts that you wear or even the things that you somewhat support out in public life. It's how your day-to-day is with God. It's a relationship. When Paul, after greeting, after the prologue, he gets into this letter, and he talks about prayer. And we know that there are at least four types of prayer. The acronym ACTS, prayer of atonement, prayers of confirmation, or confession, right? Prayers of thanksgiving, and prayers of supplication. Sub-I-need. We ask God to supply our every need. But we shouldn't just be begging God. We should just say thank you sometimes. God, I just adore you. Prayer of adoration. Thanking you for your atonement. Prayer of confession. Forgive me for what I have not found my shortcomings. Prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done. I may not be all that I should be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. And then prayer of supplication, thank you for my supply. We get so much of what I want, what I plan, what I see, and it's good to have goals and aspirations, but today there's enough issues of it every time. And how are you going to have that boat that you've been dreaming and you've been living for, once you finally get the money together to have the boat, do you have life in order to enjoy it? Just after you purchase it, you may just drop dead. Someone else enjoys your blessing. Let us look at the little things. Let's stop complaining about what we don't have. Let's start being thankful for what we do. Paul says, I give thanks to God, to my God. We can stop there and preach for the next hour. When was the last time you just made a laundry list of stuff to give thanks to God for? That what he's done for you over the last week, last few hours, last 30 days, last hour. Paul said, I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you. See, he even is thanking God for not only the Philippian church, but for remembering, not forgetting, those great things that they did for him. When people look out for you, you should never forget them. Paul says, I'm thanking you for my memory. And I'm thanking you for you being who you are. See, Paul could have been out of his mind and not be able to remember. He could have had a certain dementia. But God gave him a clear mind to be able to remember those things. Oh, yes, we have some church members that have spiritual dementia. They can't remember when to come to church. They can't remember what to do when you get to church. They can't remember to pray to God. They can't remember to get back. Or they just want to continue rather than be the church being a house of prayer because of a house of selling and all kinds of stuff. And they have a problem with doing things in the right way. But the focal point of God's house is prayer. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you. Always praying with joy for all of you. And in my every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel, from the first day until now. They found a partnership. See, when we actually link up, when we actually have a closeness, an intimate relationship that is pleased by God, that's sanctioned by God, then we too can do this with joy. So many times we pray about things that are going wrong. The power of prayer here is for joy and with joy. Because of what he remembers in his relationship with the Philippian church. Man, I'm so thankful for so many things. Thankful for my mother, because God used her as a vessel to bring me to this earth. Thankful for my wife. Good to see you, Brendel. God bless you, Doc. Thankful for my wife, despite the difficulties that we sometimes have. She's still the best gem God's ever sent me. I ask you, Father, to continue to bless her. Thankful for Golgotha. Those old past members that may have passed on or have moved on, thankful for your time spent. Thankful for you guys that are here with us as we continue to move forward. Thankful for Far West, who's always been in my corner and has supported this ministry from day one. Thankful to my brother Luke and my sister for their friendship. Thankful to the Maple congregation and Libby. My Moses, Dr. Carlyle Harper, and then Nathaniel Dean, and all those that have supported me over the years, even in spite of the difficulties that we ran into, the roadblocks that we had, I forgive. And I move forward. I ask you to continue to bless them and keep them under the great leadership of Jerry Walker and Sister Deborah Walker. I ask you to be with Deborah's health, strengthen her in the way she stands in need of any told me to shoot. Having a few complications. Thankful for the Monroe Street congregation, where I trained under the leadership of my pop, Dr. Rosa Lugo, Mom Andrea Lugo, labored there. Actually, be with them in their health. It's key to bless them and keep them, but Tito, all the work that they've done. Thankful for the Displays congregation that I was a minister for 2 years or so. Thankful for the Main Street congregation. Even though we had some bumps and bruises, thank you for the experience of real men being able to stand up as alpha men. Just so thankful. I look over my life for the experiences. And that's just in ministry. Thankful for the people. Thankful for you. Pray day in and day out that God will continue to bless us as we continue to move forward. Thankful for my brothers, my sisters, my daughters. So thankful for Mom Linda, who's at the hospital in my first surgery. I wake up from recovery. There she is. Thankful for the Sister Colonial Village that God sent as a guardian angel to keep me calm. But I mean, just so fast, I can give you a laundry list. What are you thankful for? When they say a new bank, for a new car, for some new shoes and new jeans, or are you just thankful for life? Thankful for every word that sisters give to me, brothers give to me over time. Encouraging me and teaching me and also admonishing me. So thankful, Sister Opie Miles gave me some very encouraging words the other day. So thankful for her, and she talked about where I'm at now in health is where I've been a year or so ago. Well, I couldn't see, but she was able to see. Other people could see you. Thankful to talk to Sister Harrison, Sister Frances Harrison, who's doing better, and we ask you to continue to be with her. Praying for Sister Brenda Penn, Sister Dolores Depp. We're just praying for everyone and their husbands as you continue to strengthen them in the congregation in which they labor. But also, I give thanks. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance. Folks, we just need to stop sometimes and just start to jot down some short-term memory things, some long-term things, and really weigh how God has brought us through. You understand, I don't care how damaging it was, every deep, dark situation, you still batted 100. Because God carried you through bad relationships, but you're still here. Bad health conditions, but you're still here. Oh, yes, you may still have a thorn in the side or some issues, but you're still here. Can you just give thanks that as the devil got foothold of your mind, well, all you want to do is just complain, have a pity party, and constantly asking for me, myself, and I. Let's start being thankful. Saints should be thankful. you to renew your love with God every day. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer. Can we start to pray with joy? And then can we learn how to rejoice? Real joy. Real praise. Can you learn to shout? Does the word hallelujah, glory mean anything to you? Jesus, I'm praying with joy for all of you because of your partnership, your companionship in the gospel. From the first day until now. Folks, you better buddy up. You better friendship up. You better tighten up. You better connect with somebody. My brother Luke Miles Sr., that's my brother of another mother. Called and checked on me. Came and seen about me. D.C. Williams. We had to work out some stuff, but didn't even know I was there. Came and seen about me, sat with me, watched Westerns and talked crazy. People call, people email my family. I mean, it's invaluable. There's some things that are just invaluable. And when you get a chance to send a Hallmark card, when you get a chance to be a Hallmark card, to make a phone call, to be an encourager, you need to do that. Cousin Carmel, my cousin Deborah, Brother Bush, Sister Lois, and Phil, on and on. I could just go on. What do you get thanks for? Pop Ludo called me. Man, I just heard that you was down. And that you've been sick. I said, leave them here. Man, I wish I could just come and sit with you. That meant so much to me. I knew physically he could not get here because of all the things he's doing, et cetera. But if it was dire enough, I know he'd have been here. But the fact that he called, there's folks here in the city, right here. They want to be leaders and mentors. I never heard from. So we need to make sure that you know who you're connected with. Because if you're not on the thinking, on the mindset of people, then they really don't have your best interest at heart. And can you pray with joy? Learning to pray with joy is so important. So Paul prays for pastors. Paul prays for deacons. Paul prays for all Christians and saints. Every time I think of you, he prays with a heart filled with joy. How do you pray? Is it joy in your heart? When do you pray? Do you remember others? But let's see why he prayed. Let's go back to verse 3. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer. Here's why. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. God wants to partner with you. But we also, as human beings, partner with one another. I see you, Nina Williams. Praise God for you. Can we connect? Can we solidify? I'm so excited. I'm just so elated that my mother and I are connected, not only as mother, son, as parent, child, but in ministry work. We collaborated on a Bible study on Thursdays, and she didn't forget. She allowed me to be a part of that. I used to do the 4:30 morning prayer. Used to do some other things, but I've got to cut back and allow my stamina and the things to do what I need to do, but I'm maintaining my Bible study. And I'm so thankful that she had faith. She would have replaced me with others, but she snuffed my son. She always said my beloved son. I'm so thankful. Because that's the strongest woman I've ever known. Made a decision about my life at an early age that others probably couldn't make. In spite of her life, she made a decision about my life. And God's brought that decision full circle. Love her so very much, so thankful. Just thankful. Are you just in a thankful mode? Are you in a peaceful mode? Well, the first thing you want to do is just complain. See, you need a match. He prays God for you. So, Paul says, because of your partnership in the gospel, I give thanks. This is why he gives thanks, because we are partners. You know what it means to be a partner? Are you a good partner? Are you a good friend? There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. But can anybody say that about you? What kind of friend are you? What kind of partner are you? If you're in a marriage, have you been committed? Or should you be committed? If you're in a relationship, has temptation got a hold of you? Or can you stand on the fact that you have hung in there in spite of? A relationship is challenging now. But there are a lot of things to go over there. But can you stand up? Because you know you're in the umbrella of God. So, Lord, may I be good. God will bless you. Even if your partner or the other party does not come through, God will bless you in spite of it. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day till now, then he says, I am sure of this, that she who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. When you really learned about Christ, it was the Holy Spirit who used whoever it was to get your attention. And he uses the Holy Spirit to continue to prod people to continue to stay on the path. He also uses the Holy Spirit to remind you when you are walking contrary, guilty, so that you can repent and remain in God's good grace. Paul says, I'm sure of this. And who started a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. So this is not just a one-time event. This is something that must continue on until Christ returns. Christ returns maybe after your life has passed off, but you need to make sure that this is a lifelong pattern. That you're now walking in the light, as he is in the light, so you can have fellowship. Koinonia. One with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I have you in my heart. And you are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment, Paul said, when I was imprisoned, and in my defense, and establishment of the gospels, or are they slaves with behind iron bars or dealing with society alone or religion? He says that I am faithful because we're partners in grace. Then he makes an emphatic statement, for God is my witness. Take the testimony stand, Paul. Stand up. For God is my witness. How deeply I miss all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and in every kind of discernment, so that you can approve the things that are superior and can be pure and blameless in the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. We're going to pick up there next Thursday night as we open up that text from verse 8 on. But I just want to thank you today for just being here today watching, hopefully either taking notes or being encouraged by the scriptures. So thankful for what God has done in your lives. And ask you to continue to keep me in prayer as we continue to grow in grace and do what God has for us to do. Then we'll be able to reach many a soul. And we will be able to help folks see, by example, the goodness of God. Have a great evening. Do something for somebody that they can't repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and Him crucified. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Have a great evening. God, good night.